As both a songwriter and occasional windbag here on Day to Day, I thought it might be fitting to salute our impending demise with a selection of Fare Thee Well ditties, or swan songs, as they're sometimes called.
It's our musician contributor, David Was.
Though wholly discredited by ornithologists, poets from Shakespeare to Thomas Carlyle have invoked the suggestive image of a swan singing mournfully before leaving its mortal coil behind. As usual, the apt metaphor trumps cold science and lives on in the language.
There's no way to say goodbye.
I would hazard a guess that 95% of all balladry from time immemorial has to do with departures of one kind or another.
Goodbye.
Lovers call it a day, a mother laments the departure of her battle-bound son, death stakes its claim. Drama depends on cataclysm and change, and songs, too, are paced by human heartbeats, either quickening or faltering, usually the latter. Here's a brisk seller from 1912, performed by Will Oakland and released by the Edison Phonograph Company.
The past is gone, though memory gives one clinging thought, the future lives.
As the 1920s roared in, the jazz age tethered upbeat rhythms to similar sentiments. Al Jolson sounds positively ecstatic to leave his lover behind in the frothy tut tut tootsie goodbye. Watch for the mail, he sings. I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. I guess the cons didn't have rights back then. Either that or Jolson was making up excuses in advance. One of the mega hits of the 1940s, Now Is the Hour, had a lot of sentimental appeal during wartime. A song with roots in both Australia and New Zealand's Maori culture, it became an international smash as sung by Gracie Fields and was Bing Crosby's final chart topper in 1948.
When we must say goodbye.
I had just begun to listen to pop music around 1961 when James Darren's jaunty Goodbye Cruel World hit the charts. I remember being mystified at the time that a failed romance would lead its victim to become a broken-hearted clown. Suicide sounds almost virtuous when compared to such a precipitous career change.
But don't think twice, it's all right.
Finally, Bob Dylan is our poet laureate of loss and remembrance, so it would be criminal not to include one of his most enduring goodbye songs, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed.
Laced with irony, sharp wit, and a dram of bile, Dylan seems not so much wounded as triumphant as he mounts his steed and heads for the hills.
But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right.
And as the sun sets on all the good souls at Day to Day, we too say, goodbye's too good a word. So we'll just say farewell.
David Was is half of the musical duo Was Not Was.
Is this the end?
And speaking of farewells, what is your most memorable goodbye? As Day-to-Day wraps up, we want to hear from you. Drop us a quick note about something or someone you still remember saying so long to. Maybe it's a great friend or a really bad habit.
Your story can be sad, sweet, a little of both. If we like it, we'll call you up and ask you to read it on our program. Remember to keep it short, about 150 words or so. You can start with something like, "My most memorable goodbye was..."
Once you're done, write "goodbye" in the subject line. Then send your story to daydreaming@npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.